Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So D has been playing well, I guess, the last 4 weeks, I guess it's been. I'm not real sure, but he's been pretty consistent throughout the year, taking over for Billy when Billy had the season-ending injury. So he's been out there, and that's kind of normal. That is what it is, right? That's D playing well, D doing some really good things. And at the corner position, Mike Hughes just went down last week, and we'll see where he is this week and what he's going to be able to do. But I really like the competes of Kobe Bryant going out there last week playing against a real Hall of Famer on the football field, not just in the journalism world. And watched him play against Mike Evans, and then having a chance to get CJ out there yesterday to go make some big time plays for a huge play at the end, and what he's been able to show throughout the course of this season, you know, on the practice field, whether he's been on practice or he's been on the roster, has been a lot of fun. So, like, you know, those guys, man, I got a lot of faith and a lot of confidence in them.
All right. So there was a lot. I don't know. There was some inside jokes in there, I think, between Raheem and D-Led that I didn't understand exactly what was being joked about, but it's all right. We make jokes here that maybe not everybody gets to. He was talking about the secondary.
Yeah.
Some of the guys are hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
Kobe Bryant's playing pretty good.
He's playing. He's good, man. He's playing. He's playing himself into another opportunity. He's playing himself into consideration. Like, hey, man, whoever comes in here, or if it's the same regime, like we got to get some more looks at this young guy,
yeah,
man. Because he has one thing that Kobe is very confident. Confident young man. You have to be like that to be out there on that edge. And you know he competes for the ball. He's a willing tackler. Ain't the best tackler, but he'll try to come up and make some noise and all those different things like that. So yeah, at this time of year, this is when you get an opportunity to see the young fellas and things like that. Remember being my last year in St. Louis, I was like, okay, they're like, where are we going to get? We want to get some looks at some of the younger tight ends. I was like, no.
Why?
It's like there's still some incentives in this thing. I know we're 1-13.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't say anything about that.
They don't say anything about that. I need
1,000 yards or 800 or whatever.
Yeah, I need 3 more catches and a touchdown, bro, so I can get this bread. They don't give it.
Those guys aren't getting that.
Yeah, they're not getting that. It's like, they sure said no. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good. No. But, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty fun to see him out there. I mean, obviously, you know, learning opportunity against Mike Evans. I thought he played better last week. He had great coverage on that first touchdown.
He did.
Wasn't his fault.
Wasn't his fault. It was just a fluke-ass
Unlucky.
Play. It was a fluke-ass play.
He thought he made a great play. Up. They're celebrating, dapping up, all that. Yeah. And then replay turns out that it never touched the ground.
It was a fluke-ass play.
If you're going to put any stock into playing hard when the season's over, which maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I mean, they'll put a little stock into it. I don't know how much stock. Hopefully not that much. But this one on Monday is going to be the one that you really want to focus on.
Yeah.
Because the Rams need to win.
The Rams need to
They're
win.
They're a very
game.
Good team, yes. And they're playing for playoff seeding. They're still playing for the number one seed, all that stuff. The Cardinals aren't good. Like other teams you've played over the last month or so.
Right.
Same thing with Tampa, though. Tampa was playing for their playoff lives, and you were able to beat them. The Rams are a very different beast than Tampa is.
Say that one more time.
Yeah. So,
they're different.
But if you can, you know, again, I don't expect it to go great. But if you can show up and play well, and maybe, who knows, maybe sneak one against them, that would be an impressive win.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, this is where you're talking about. We'll talk more about the game last night. But, I mean, everything's bunched right there. I mean, the 49ers control their own destiny. They win the last two games. I think they're in.
Do you realize that if they win the final two, both at home, they would then have the number one seed by, so home game. Win that home game NFC Championship, and then the Super Bowl is in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
So they could, if they win five games in a row,
they'll be Super Bowl champs
and not leave the state of California.
Yeah.
Or not even leave home.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's one of those things, especially when you're talking about, you know, three teams from the same division, you know, that I think the 49ers play Seattle one more time.
I believe it's the end of the year.
I think it's the end of the year that they play Seattle. And I mean, that could
no.
be.
Yes. That's right. At San Francisco.
Yeah. So obviously, that could be the deciding factor if somebody wins who gets the number one seed in the NFC, because there are no double buys anymore. You want that number one seed. And so that could be a situation where, again, they're coming in, talking about the Rams, they're playing for that. They're playing for that seed because they still have an opportunity to get the number one seed in L.A. So they're trying their best to see if they can find a way to win this game and have everybody come out to L.A., but they got to beat the Falcons, you know. And what were we looking at?
I'm just looking at the final two games for all three of those teams. San Francisco's got the Bears and the Seahawks.
Yes.
Now, luckily, both at home.
Right.
The Seahawks had San Francisco, and they've got the Panthers. Okay. At the Panthers, though.
Okay.
So they got to go all the way out
there. The Panthers going to be playing for something.
Oh, yeah. But then the Rams have the Falcons and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's favorable.
That's very favorable.
Cardinals are at home.
Yes, very, very favorable for them to be. But they got to win this game. They're going to come in guns a-blazes.
Monday Night Football.
They're a damn good football team whose quarterback's probably going to win the MVP. They have one of, in my opinion, top 10 players. And I think that's what Puka Nacua is. He's freaking amazing. And they have a coach who is just innovative as they come, man. I know they talk about bringing the 11 personnel over. He was able to shift away from that into something else. This dude, Sean McVay, is the ultimate innovative coach because he switches everything up. Because we had this personnel, so that's why we ran it like this. Well, we got this personnel, so we're gonna run it like this. We got this personnel, so we're gonna do it like this. We got this quarterback that does this.
Which is brilliant. What you should do.
Which is brilliant.
Right? It is brilliant, but also shouldn't you fit what you do to what your people can do?
You would think so, right?
Yeah. You try to fit your people to what you want to do, then it's like, well, but that guy can't do that.
Right.
You keep asking him to.
You would think so, right?
And it's not great, but I mean, obviously it's more complicated than what I'm making it, but
it actually isn't.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it isn't.
It actually
isn't. I think sometimes we give a lot of credit to you. So, well, it must be really complicated.
No,
just ask the guys, these world-class athletes, to do the things that they do the best.
And let them do it.
Over and over again.
And let them do it.
Yeah, and then maybe you'll win a bunch of games. That's what he's done.
Yeah.
All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about getting ready for their playoff game.
We're focused on this team. I think it would be, you know, remiss to say that we're focused on roster management. We're not focused on it. We're focused on, you know, prep and getting better. And for a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's, you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm resigning. How about you announce that you're getting better?
I love it. I love it so much. I know he turned 50 today, right?
Happy birthday, brother.
He's getting grumpy, too.
He's getting grumpy.
Yeah, he's getting grumpy about this stuff.
Because all Kirby wants to do is coach football.
Yep.
He don't have to deal with all this other stuff.
Yeah, but he's like, grumpy about the right stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
But like, I like it.
And he's so
because I'm grumpy about
so
it too.
He's so hands-on. He's one of the rare coaches in this league, in this level, without a general manager.
Yeah.
And all that
right.
other stuff.
Right.
He handles. He deals with all that stuff. But he just wants to play and coach football.
Can
man.
You imagine the conversation that would happen behind closed doors if one of these guys on his team posted one of those little, you know. What do they call them?
Resigning,
oh, yeah. like graphics.
He would have an attitude.
Oh, man.
He would have an attitude.
He might not be resigned.
Yeah, he would have an attitude. Yeah. But you got to get ready for Ole Miss. I mean, this is an exposure office. Now, the thing with this is because everybody knew they were going to beat Tulane, you had a lot of time to play. You had a lot mm-hmm. of time to prep for them and everything like that. And, you know, going down to New Orleans, and we understand the tragedy that happened last year down in New Orleans with his pops and everything like that. So that's weighing heavy on him. But, you know, Ole Miss is a damn good football team. I know they don't have Lane Kiffin and everything, but Charlie Weiss Jr. is a damn capable offensive coordinator. And you got Trinidad Chandler, who I didn't realize he might have to get a waiver to play next year because I think he might be out of eligibility.
Oh, because he played too many years at Ferris State.
So it might be a possibility that he's going to have to get a waiver or whatever. I mean, they got one of the best runners in America. Mm-hmm. They got big-time receivers. Yep. I mean – they could play. And I told you, I rewatched the game on Saturday, the game they had against them. Georgia ran the hell out the football. They were able to run the football. They made big plays in the pass game. We obviously know Lawson got off three touchdowns. And then Georgia got stops when they needed. Because at the first three quarters, they couldn't do nothing with Ole Miss. Couldn't do nothing with them. And so they were able to get those stops. And, you know, you went on and progressed from there. And that defense just got better and better from that moment of that fourth quarter-ish against Ole Miss.
Yeah, whatever happened then, like whatever the thing was that happened, and you probably could tell me better than anyone, that changed everything for Georgia's defense.
Yeah.
Like whatever they started doing or whatever, whatever they figured out.
Started playing better.
Right.
Started covering better.
Covering better for sure.
Yeah.
Like making the quarterback more uncomfortable. All the things that they started doing in that fourth quarter because they were down going into the fourth quarter of that football game.
Mm.
Yeah. And they outscored them 17-0 in the fourth. And that's one of the things, one of the hallmarks of Georgia this year was finishing really strong, whether it was second half or fourth quarter or whatever. The defense has been one of the best defenses in the country since then.
Mm-hmm.
They were not.
Yeah.
Like, they were genuinely a problem leading into that fourth quarter against Ole Miss. They've been incredible since then.
You think about it. Ellis was covering. Like, Ellis got the early pass interference in the end zone and everything. He's been playing a lot better since then. Obviously, we love Everett, but, I mean, the dude just caught a hitch. And you take a bad angle, he takes 75 yards. I mean, everything's got better. The pass rush has also definitely got
that's
a lot
a huge
better.
Part of it.
Got a lot better. And I think that's the biggest thing about this defense has been where they are is because they're able to pressure the pass.
And you can't run on them. It's really hard to run on Georgia's defense. Yeah. And as the season has gone on, again, early that wasn't true, but they've gotten better. Obviously, -3 against Alabama in the SEC championship game is going to help pad the stats a little bit. Alabama also can't run on anybody, so I think there's kind of two things factoring in there. But Georgia slowly but surely has gotten their run defense back to the level where it was when they were winning national championship. Got to be a top 10 run defense.
Yes.
So that's one of the true through lines, one of the stats that tells when Kirby's defenses are where he wants them to be, that's where it is. And they've gotten there.
Yeah.
Also, Georgia can run on everyone.
They've been running the hell out the ball, man. Hey, Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home for live football action this holiday season. Join us tonight following the Hawks game for the Frisco Bowl between UNLV and Ohio.
Hey,
it's
Dan,
all brought to you by Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today.
Mullen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dan Mullen.
Yes, apply at djj.georgia.gov. The holiday season football with the Frisco Bowl tonight following the Hawks game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, Dan Mullen did a damn good job, man.
Shout out to Washington State. They won the Idaho Potato Bowl yesterday.
They did just win.
They beat the hell out of them. They put up like 700 yards.
Yeah, probably.
Which they're fired up about their new coaching staff because they weren't putting up numbers like that with the old guy, who's now where? Iowa State?
Yeah.
Anyway, winning season for the Cougs. Well done. All right. We will I don't know what we're going to do next. Who knows? It's the holiday season. We're going to figure it out together. It's going to be fun. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.